The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Have you thawed out yet?
No, it's still 1 degrees outside.
Yes, it's retarded. The weather is, all that global warming sure has made it fucking cold.
Yeah, I love all this. I love this global warming.
Yeah, it's...
I can't wait for the global warming.
Yeah. Next couple of days, it better be global warming enough. Yeah, freezing my ass off. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been awful.
Yeah, so...
Fuck this.
Pretty much. That's how this whole show is going to go. So, all right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about the World Economic Forum over in Davos, Switzerland. They're... not even hiding what's coming out next. They're just blatantly saying things out loud now. NATO and war and Gaza and Ukraine and, you know, the whole list of... Yeah, the world sucks. And we'll also get to your listener questions. Our draft this week, thanks to Tony for the suggestion of characters in Kevin Smith movies.
Yay.
We'll see how this goes, because there's a bunch and a lot of obscure ones. I have 40 on the big board already, so.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with some TV news this week, Vince. And this story popped up right after we got done recording last week. A passing. Joyce Randolph, who played Trixie on The Honeymooners, passed away. Apparently, according to her family, she had been suffering the effects of old age. She was in hospice. I believe she was 99?
One point,
Tony. And I believe he would like to stop now, so he wins.
Yeah. 1 point. Look at you.
Well, he's already doing better than we did the entire last 8 months of last year, so... All right, for all you She-Hulk fans, singular, don't look for a season two. Star Tatiana? Wow, that is not how that's spelled. Thanks, Windows. Yeah, she said season two is unlikely. Quote, I think we blew our budget. And Disney was like, no thanks. The budget for season one was reportedly $225 million.
For that?
Yes. Well, I mean, $100 million of it was to CGI She-Hulk twerking. So, I mean, it wasn't that the show was crap. It was, oh, we went over budget. No. No. It was bad. So...
You had to get that colored demographic.
Yeah, how'd that work out? Oh, it didn't.
You could have went way cheaper with a watermelon and a bucket of fucking KFC somewhere in the shot.
Yeah, it's that type of show.
Shit, motherfucker.
How about a new game show, kids, from the same production company that brings you Top Chef? And other reality TV shows. This is I don't know how I feel about this. Kind of. How about Chuck E. Cheese? A series based on the restaurant chain. The show will, let's see, here's the official description. The format will feature standalone comedic physical challenges where duos of big kids, aka adults, will compete over supersized arcade games, including pinball, air hockey, alley roller, and the human claw. The top ticket-earning duo will get a chance to exchange their tickets for prizes off the massive version of the iconic Chuck E. Cheese prize wall. We're just out of ideas, aren't you, Hollywood? It just, what's the most brain-numbing shit you can put on TV now? And it will be a hit for at least one season. Then they, then they should have to lock the winners in like an abandoned warehouse with all the old tore-down animatronics.
Oh, yeah. That's Remember Showbiz?
Yeah. See, we didn't have Chuck E. Cheese. We had Showbiz.
Yeah. But Chuck E. Cheese was in the Rockefeller Explosion, right?
Yes. Well, I didn't know if that was his actual name, but it was the same character. Yes. But, all right. Next story here. This Doctor Who new season is, one, terrible. And two, falling apart at the seams. Doctor Who star, the new companion, Millie Gibson, out after one season. The only white character on the fucking show is now officially gone, and she will be replaced by Varadu Setu. Yes, a dot, not feather, will be the new companion for Doctor Who. Doctor Who is officially dead. Like, officially dead. So,
I love Doctor Who.
Yeah, they will.
I'm joking, I didn't.
Stop watching after half of Capaldi's season, and you're good. So,
no, I didn't.
I know about Doctor Who. Last thing for TV news, NBC has come under fire. This would have been not the games that happened last night, but the week before. They censored C.J. Stroud, the quarterback for the Houston Texans, who thanks Jesus. After every, you know, when they interview the quarterback after the game, they're on the sideline or on the field. Yeah, NBC edited the thanking Jesus out of his comments because it's on like a 5-second delay. Live broadcasts are. Yeah, they just cut that part out and went right into what he was saying about the game. So, NBC. Shocked? No.
If he would have thanked Allah, it would have been fine.
Oh, hell, that would have been worldwide news. Look at this brave and stunning, but hey, it's a black athlete thanking the Lord. Okay, well, we got to get rid of that. Can't have the.
I don't even know why they're trying. Fucking the Chiefs are going to win.
Well, yeah, it's already been. Well, I don't know. I saw a one of those like TV description things that said it was supposed to be Niners Ravens. So
no way.
I don't know.
They can't.
Taylor Swift runs the field naked. That might be the thing. So
I don't think it's gonna happen, bud.
Like, where's that guy doing? Where's his uniform? Oh, that's Taylor Swift. Sure.
Yeah. The Chiefs are gonna win.
Yeah, probably.
He's pushing the shot.
She's pushing the Biden vote. Yep. It all makes sense. All right, let's get to some movie news, and oh boy, Marvel. Or more importantly, the Marvels. There is a deleted scene that's on the Blu-ray DVD that is, well, let me just describe it, and you tell me what you think. Valkyrie is talking to Miss Marvel, and mistakenly thinks that she is married to Captain Marvel. Then when the spaceship is getting ready to take off, Valkyrie tells Miss Marvel, who is a 16-year-old girl, that she needs to strap on. Oops, I mean strap in. So you think an underage kid is married to an adult, and then you tell her to strap on.
Did people go see that movie?
No. I guess that's why this is a deleted scene from the fucking Blu-ray, but just really pushing the kid fucking, huh? Like, blatantly. Strap on, kid. Really? Yeah.
22 is a hell of a round.
Yeah, that's, one, whoever wrote that, two, whoever let that go through, and three, whoever delivered the lines, all need,
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I shouldn't say out loud what should happen to him, but it involves heavy machinery.
22 is a hell of a round.
And farm animals. Yeah,
17.
Leave kids alone.
They get they get prairie dogs with 17.
Yeah, that's true.
From like 20 miles away, bud.
The character's 16. It's established that it's a 16-year-old girl that you think is married to an adult.
Look, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's Disney.
They're teenagers. They're coming of age. They're doing this and that, and you know their hormones are blah blah blah, and it's okay. We'll normalize it. It's fine. This is fine.
She's married to an adult. Yeah. All right. Speaking of somebody who was fired from Disney, Jonathan Majors was supposed to have this new movie coming out called Magazine Dreams, where he plays a aspiring bodybuilder who turns violent after he fails to achieve his goals. This was really big coming out of Sundance Film Festival. Searchlight Pictures bought the rights to the movie, and this was supposed to be his big Oscar movie. That's how good this is. The movie has been shelved. It will not be coming out. So this is due to his conviction for third degree harassment and assault and all that. So
sure.
Poor impulse control has ruined your career. So
damn.
Yep.
You went there.
But I'm not wrong.
No, bud, you're not wrong.
All right, let's do something else here. We have another casting for the Minecraft movie, Vince.
Jack Black.
Well, so far we have Danielle Brooks, Sebastian Hansen, Emma Myers, Jack Black, and Jason Momoa. This is all the ones that have already been announced. Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom. I think it was Stifler's mom, right?
It was.
Yeah. She is joining the cast. We don't know who she's playing. The script is like under wraps. They're guarding that better than fucking nuclear football, boy. I don't know about how they're going to do this, but I know one kid that'll probably be excited to go see it.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think so.
That's a little surprising, but something I am interested in seeing. We're getting a Richard Simmons movie.
That, did you see the video I sent you?
Yes. This is a short. The one you sent me is a short called The Court Jester. They're gonna screen the thing at the upcoming Sundance, but it's not part of like the festival lineup. But that has spun off into an entire feature length about Richard Simmons' life, and Pauly Shore is going to play Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons, or the people that are running him or whatever, have come out and said he is not a part of this. He does not want this to happen. This is not, he is in no way, shape, or form for this, but it's going to happen. So he looks kind of like him, I will say.
He acts like him.
Yeah, it's, this may be his, this may be the Pauly Shore role, you know, that he's been waiting to play.
It's like you see, like, Brendan Fraser, right?
Right.
And he gets an Academy Award for that movie, The Whale.
For The Whale, yeah.
And you think, oh my God, where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah.
Just Pauly Shore. It's like him and Paul. What the fuck?
Right.
Encino Man, for Christ's sakes.
Buddy. Yeah.
Chilling with the weasel body.
Doing aerobics with my funky hair.
What the fuck has happened to this planet?
Dramatic actor Pauly Shore.
They went from Encino Man to this.
Occasionally, comedic actors will do very well in dramatic roles. Robin Williams. What was the name of that? Was it 1 Hour Photo?
Yeah, 1 Hour Photo.
Holy hell.
Yeah, his dramatic stuff was like, oh shit.
And then he had like Tom Hanks started out as a comedic actor. You know, and then he did famous dramatic movies, and we're not going to go into other things after that. But
he's in Greece now.
Yeah, he's a Greek citizen because allegedly they don't prosecute certain crimes, just like Israel. So, all right. But yeah, we're getting Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons. The world's about over, kids. That's what we're going with here. But somebody's going to get paid, Vince. And they're getting paid more money than I expect this movie they're going to shoot will make. Daisy Ridley is going to make reportedly $12.5 million for the Ray movie.
Excuse me. Baking powder?
Yes.
What did you just fucking say to me?
Daisy Ridley is going to get paid reportedly $12.5 million for her role to come back as Rey for the new Rey movie for Star Wars and Marvel and Disney.
Is that all?
I don't think the movie will make that much money.
Bullshit, it'll make that much money. They'll buy out fucking seats like they did. Yeah,
they did that. That has come out that that is a Marvel Disney deal they do. They do buyout theaters and say, hey, look at our great ticket sales for this really shitty movie. So, the Marvels. But yeah, $12.5 million. Wow.
I'm happy about it.
No talent and getting paid. I'm in the wrong line of work, sir.
She might be talented, just the role of shit.
I have never seen anything. I've only seen her in like a couple things. And it was like a cardboard box acting.
I don't know. Everybody wants this Rey movie, except for the actual Star Wars
fans. Star Wars fans, yeah. That's Well, I mean, when you have, what was it, NBC and Rolling Stone writing hit pieces on a Star Wars YouTuber, for fuck's sake, who makes fan films and props, yeah. So, but... what do I know?
I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, I just know that I grew up with it and loved the books and loved it before they killed it. Yeah.
Yeah. And women ruined fucking Star Wars. I think we deserve it, though. I think all the times that guys have said, I'm going to let's watch Star Wars together. Let's watch, you know, we forced them to watch it and then they fucking ruined it. I think this is payback.
Well, we can fix it.
Yeah. No. We'll fix it. We'll make it better. And it's our fault.
Did you know this has nothing to do with, how it's gotten shitty, but Carrie Fisher was not supposed to play Leia.
I saw that. What's her name was?
Supposed to be Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, yeah.
But she had a deal with Disney. Imagine that. She had a contract with Disney, so she couldn't go break the contract to go shoot Star Wars. So they gave it to Carrie Fisher.
Jesus Christ!
What a bizarro world that would have been if it turned out the other way.
She was doing Taxi Driver.
She had come off of Taxi Driver, was shooting something for Disney. So,
what, Bugsy Malone?
Probably. Yeah, wow, the only weird other thing for movie news is Alec Baldwin, you know.
Fuck that guy.
Guns are bad, except the one I killed that lady with. He's been indicted again for involuntary manslaughter charges for killing Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. Unless he goes to prison, it ain't no fucking point to it. So, there you go. All right, let's go to comic book news this week. Vince, there's been a character that's been around for more than 90 years that's finally getting a comeback in comic book form. Dick Tracy. This is a limited miniseries. Mad Cave Studios is the publisher. 6 issues, launches in April. Will feature the return of several of Tracy's most infamous foes and what they're calling a hard-boiled and realistic take on the Dick Tracy world. So,
really?
Yeah.
We're getting some sort of weird noir back?
I think so. I might check out the first issue just to see how that goes. So, we'll see. Let's see. DC has announced their next big. It's kind of a mini event. It's not like a Crisis on Infinite Earths event. It's about half that. Following Jason Aaron's I, Bizarro story arc in Superman, we're getting House of Brainiac. A 3-month arc beginning in April. This covers all the Superman books. Brainiac unleashes an army of Zarnians on the world. This is the same race that Lobo is. So there you go for that, apparently. Because they've changed. Wasn't Lobo originally like the last of his people, like Superman? Like he killed everybody else? That vaguely sounds familiar. But apparently now there's not. He has a daughter. Now apparently there's a bunch of them, and Brainiac is unleashing them on Earth. And yeah, so if you want that, that starts in April. John Wick actor Keanu Reeves. We know he has his comic book Berserker. And he was on Good Morning America or some shit. And announced he's doing a novel. He's co-writing it with China Malave. It's called The Book of Elsewhere. This is a prequel to the Berserker comic book. He says, I love the world of Berserker so much that I wanted to explore it further and thought one of the best ways to do that is through a novel. So this will be the lead up to where the comic starts. So that's kind of cool.
That's wunderbar, y'all.
Yeah. We had the story last week about how IDW announced Ninja Turtles will be ending with issue 150 and then relaunching. But we didn't know who was taking over writing and anything like that. Yeah, IDW apparently backed up the Brinks truck because they got writer Jason Aaron, who is coming off of a long exclusive contract with Marvel. He did Avengers Forever. He was doing Venom. He was doing lots of highly good work. Currently, he's writing Action Comics and Batman Offworld. He's going to be the new Ninja Turtles writer. Ninja Turtles number one will launch in June. So 150 ends in May, or no, 150 Ninja Turtles 150 is April. No books in May. June will be the relaunch. But he is going to put Ninja Turtles Alpha will be a 10-page preview, and then that will be in June, and then the actual book launches in July. They have not yet announced who will be doing art. That should come out this week. So a lot of people excited about this because they went out and got one of the best writers around. So we'll see. And it's not a reboot. They've said that he's not rebooting. It will be current continuity. So he's just taking over. So that's good. There's too many damn reboots in comics as it is. So I'm excited for it.
Sure.
All right. Here's your recommendations for books that came out this week. Cap Wolf and the Howling Commandos, issue 4. Space Usagi, Death and Honor. This is Usagi Yojimbo in space. Issue 2 of, I think this is a 3-issue miniseries. G.I. Joe, issue 303. Transformers, issue 4. And Book of the Week, little twisted at the end, Cobra Commander, issue 1. I won't spoil the book, but let's say, because you know G.I. Joe and Transformers are the Energon universe, they're all combined now. Cobra Commander may have something or someone held prisoner and is studying them. So it's a big twist. So there you go. All right. Let's go to wrestling news this week. Hulk Hogan, brother. Him and a Marine buddy and his wife were driving near Tampa, and there was a wreck in front of them, and Hogan and the buddy went over and saved the 17-year-old girl. Somebody cut in front of the 17-year-old girl trying to get to an off-ramp, and the girl, they clipped them, they swerved, and the 17-year-old ended up on her roof of her car. Hogan punctured the airbag. The Marine buddy pulled her to safety. She's okay. But, yeah, good on Hogan.
Damn, what a good
people,
dude.
A lot of people want to say a lot of bad things about Hogan, but you did good here. So, there you go. Let's see. Next story here. Katsuyori Shibata put a post on social media that he is currently training Antonio Inoki's grandson to become a professional wrestler. So that is very cool for Japanese wrestling. Speaking of Japanese wrestling, Kazuchika Okada, this was announced, he is leaving New Japan. We kind of knew this was coming. We just didn't know the date. His contract wraps up end of this month, 10 days from now. He will wrestle a couple more dates in February. But now is the question, where will he go? WWE is trying to get him very hard, apparently. AEW, of course, it's basically it's between them. Impact or TNA does not have the money to get into this bidding war. If I had to bet, I would say AEW. He's already wrestled there. AEW has a deal with New Japan, so he could still go wrestle Japan every now and then. He wouldn't have to move to the United States. He could still live in Japan. So that's a big selling point, where if he signs with WWE, he's going to have to move to Florida. And then you have immigration and visas and all that shit. So
sons of bitches.
Yeah. Vice has released what the upcoming episodes will be for the new season of Dark Side of the Ring. Couple of these sound okay, and the rest I don't know about. We're getting an episode about Brutus Beefcake, Harley Race, Kurt Angle, Buff Bagwell, The Sandman, Chris Adams, and Black Saturday. That was when Vince McMahon bought Georgia Championship Wrestling to get Ted Turner's time slot.
Huh.
The Chris Adams episode should be good. Harley Race one should be fun. Kurt Angle, hopefully it's the Perk Angle TNA years, because he was taking like a bottle of Perks a day. So, yeah, we'll see. I'll watch them. They'll be all right. Last thing for wrestling news, Seth Rollins, slated to address his health status and the future of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship in the opening segment of Raw tomorrow night. He was wrestling Jinder Mahal last week, injured. He was doing a lion salt and injured himself. And no official word, but the reports are saying that he has torn his MCL and partially torn his meniscus. Don't know if he's going to need surgery or not. So, hell, you don't. Roman hasn't. He's done like six title defenses in a year and a half. I think you can give Seth some fucking time off for his knee. So, but all right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, anything for video games?
Indiana Jones and the Great Circle's coming out.
I saw. What did I see of this? Was it a trailer they released?
Yeah, I think it was a trailer.
It's Troy Barker is playing Indy?
I think.
And I know Tony Todd's in the game as one of the bad guys.
Oh, well, fuck. I got to have it now.
Yeah.
Sometime in 2024, PC Xbox Series X. That's you.
Yes. Yes, I think so. Look, I don't know. I push the button, the thing comes on. That's what you want me to do.
That's
and I buy aerobics instructor skins. It's hilarious.
I don't understand what you just said.
Yeah.
Pal World.
this fucking game, everybody's on. Holy shit.
Has sold over 3 million copies in 40 hours.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Have you seen anything of it?
I haven't seen anything of it. Is this the Pokemon game you were talking about last night?
Yes. It's open world. From what little I've seen, and I watched Puffer was playing. I watched a little bit of him. I watched Courage was playing. And it's Pokemon, basically. But there's guns. There's other teams. And you like farm. You can farm and build areas. And yeah, it's... This thing's going to be huge. It's already huge, but it's...
It's like Valheim.
People are already getting obsessed with the game.
That's fucked up.
That's what... I mean, people were already, like, level 40, and it was out for, like, 4 hours. I mean, it was... Even the streamers are like, how the hell are you so... Your level's so high already, so... And little Asian kids are going crazy. But yeah, so this is going to be the next big game.
Xbox One, Microsoft Windows, Xbox Series X, and Series S. It's on the Unreal Engine 5, so get ready to...
It looks good, visually.
Get ready to fucking...
I haven't seen anybody play it on console, though. Everybody I've seen play it is on PC.
Get ready for the Fortnite crossover, because it's on Unreal Engine 5. Palia just came out, too.
Yep.
I think it's full on. A lot of people were really interested in that. Stalker 2! September 5th, 2024.
Really? We have a hard date now?
We have a hard date for the second Stalker game. Suka Blit.
Suka
Blit. Last thing I got. Ubisoft exec says players should feel comfortable.
You can stop there
with not owning games.
Stop with the.
He must be in Davos right now.
Probably.
You know, as much shit as that little cocksucker in Russia talks. You know.
Yeah,
our boy, he talks a lot of shit. He could, with one fail swoop, just send one of them little missiles he has over there.
The Ubisoft in France, yeah.
No. To Davos.
Oh, to Davos? Yeah, he could.
He could.
Oh, he talks imagine?
A big game, but he don't.
Oh, that would just
chef's kiss.
Yeah, that would...
You keep running that cocksucker. You keep talking about that red flag or that red line.
Oh, can you imagine if he did? Oh my God, it would be wow.
And I don't mean to say it. I was just thinking the Ubisoft exec is probably in Davos right now because when you say stuff like players should feel comfortable with not owning games, that's the kind of shit the WEF is pushing.
Yes, you will own nothing and like it.
Ubisoft's director of subscriptions, Philippe Tremblay, stirred up controversy after suggesting that gamers should feel comfortable with not owning their games.
Yep.
You suck my dick. I'm not buying your games anymore.
I can't even remember. What was the last Ubisoft game that was worth a damn?
Far Cry 6.
Yeah. So.
I liked that game.
I mean, other than Far Cry, they don't really have...
Did they do the Rabbids game? The Mario Rabbids. They did. Yeah. And then there was the, what was that other one? The fucking, Rayman.
Yeah.
Rayman's fun as shit. They make, the worst part is they make decent games.
You just have people running it that's fucking retarded.
Word.
Yeah.
That's it. That's, like, that's what it really comes down to.
Developers are good. It's the corporate people that are
fucking retarded.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you see what is getting unvaulted in Fortnite?
Oh, you sent it. Go ahead.
Hold on. I got to pull it up here. It's click on the picture. This comes from leakers, or not leakers, but data miners. Coming probably in the update on Tuesday, Big Bush Bombs, Rift to Go, Creeping Cardboard. That has to do with the Metal Gear Solid collab, and they're bringing back the Cloak Gauntlets. So, God, now we're just going to get fucking Bush Bombs thrown at each other.
like normal.
Like normal, yeah.
What day is that?
I believe they haven't said it's probably going to be Tuesday. Be Wednesday, but probably Tuesday. It's a downtime update, so the game will be offline.
Fucking Solid Snake.
Yep, that's what I'm going for.
Now, do we have to buy that, or is that a grind?
It's a grind. Yeah, it's a mission thing. Which fucking is, I'm stupid. Very glad that it was a grind and not a buy, so.
Yeah.
Did you have the story about the Alex Jones game is now on Steam?
No.
I believe. Is it?
How much is it?
Alex Jones game is Mac, PC, iOS, Android, and you can get it on Steam.
NWO Wars is $22.20.
No, it is down to $17.76.
Is it really?
Yep. I'm looking at the site right now. Available on Steam. Play now. Let me click to the Steam shop. $22.20 on Steam. Yes. But there it is. You can now play the Alex Jones Wars, NWO Wars on Steam. And we know what Vince is doing. All right.
You don't know.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right, that it for video games?
Yep, that's it.
All right, let's get to music. There's only a couple things. We're getting an Anthony Kiedis biopic. Universal Pictures is doing this. It is, they obtained the rights to Kiedis's 2005 biography Scar Tissue, which chronicled his upbringing, battles with addiction, and the early years of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Kiedis will serve as a producer alongside the Chili Peppers' longtime manager, Gary Osiri, and Brian Grazer is also going to executive produce. So, there you go.
Is he got an El Cher in the...
When he was a kid? Yeah, I wonder if that'll be in the movie.
Will that be in the movie?
Probably not. They have announced the musical acts for the Super Bowl. Let's see here. Reba McEntire will be doing the Star Spangled Banner. Post Malone will sing America the Beautiful. And Grammy-winning R&B singer and Oscar-nominated actress Andra Day
will sing Bring Me Your Watermelon.
Yes, the Lift Every Voice and Sing, which apparently they call the Black National Anthem, which I didn't know there was another country.
Bring me all your watermelon.
Your halftime Usher.
Usher.
Lil Jon better be there. I'm just saying.
Yeah!
I better hear a yeah. That's all I want. So, all right. That's it for music news. It's time for Song of the Week and to plug our friends and to get more coffee to make the show go.
Yeah!
That was well timed. Congratulations. All right. And when we come back, we're going to draft characters in Kevin Smith movies.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Oh my.
You're listening to Not NPR. So, all right, let's get into this, Vince. We're going to draft characters in Kevin Smith movies. Last draft we did, I won. But I'm going to give you the first pick.
Why?
Strategery.
Oh, yeah? You ready then?
That's what I'm going for. Yes, I have my pen. I have my paper. The number one pick.
Snowball.
Really?
Willem Black. Why they call him Snowball, Justin?
Willem. Give me Silent Bob.
You know, one guy is going to get that joke.
Yes, and he is laughing uncontrollably in Italian.
See, now this is bullshit. Now, you took, like, the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
I see how it is. Okay, that's fine.
Not all of mine. I only have... 1, 2, 3. I only have 4 main characters. Everybody else is a
side quest. Fucking character. All right, second pick.
Give me LaFours.
He was on the list, yeah. Like a sock LaFours.
Yep.
I got to take the other main. Give me Dante.
I was supposed to be here today.
Oh, the fucking third movie. God damn it.
You're not even supposed to be here today. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Your third pick.
Give me Hooper Lamonte.
God.
Hooper X. Black Rage, motherfucker!
Damn it. Yes, he was on the list. Give me Randall.
Every time I see Hooper, I think of Rev.
Oh, absolutely. He was that character. All right. I think I got my mains done. Who is your fourth pick? We're going through this quick. Shit.
Give me Walt Flanagan's dog.
God damn it. Walt Flanagan.
Walt Flanagan's dog.
Yeah, I was writing as I...
Yeah.
All right, since you're going for side characters here, let's do it. Olaf, the Russian metalhead.
Ah, you fucker! Holy shit, but isn't the human vacuum.
Would you like some making fuck berserker? All right, number five.
Give me Cardinal Glick.
Ooh. The late, great George Carlin.
That's right.
Give me Alyssa. That's for me and that's for HK.
It's all you.
Still would.
Yeah, she aged like cheese.
I know. All right, your sixth pick.
Give me Brandy Spinning.
Damn, all right. Taking Brandy.
Fucking Claire Forlani.
Yeah. Mm. Give me Justice.
The fuck is buzzing in your fucking...
I hit the mic stand. It is the ancient Asian technique of... I don't know.
It was bong.
Bong. It was the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took Justice sixth round. All right, seventh round.
Now for something completely different. Leonardo.
Ooh. Just writing it down as Leo. Man, okay, last two are taken, so I got two before I can take those. Give me Metatron. We're going into all the movies here. It's not just the Clerks movies. All right, your eighth pick.
Give me Brody Bruce.
Yeah, Brody. Good pick. Give me... Ooh. Oh, give me Becky.
Ooh.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, big titties.
All right, your ninth pick.
If I had Brody, I gotta have TS. TS Quint.
And you have not taken him. He plays himself in the movie for my ninth round pick, Morris Day.
Oh, and the motherfucking time.
Yep. I thought for sure you were going to get him.
No.
once you started listing off weird ones, I was like, oh, he might not even have him. All right. All right. Last pick.
Oh, man. God damn it. Give me Trish the Dish Jones.
Yep.
Nobody calls me that.
I'm taking another person who played themselves and gives the best advice in Mallrats. give me Stan Lee.
The Thing. Is this Dork Man of Orange Rock?
All right. Here's everybody's picks. Or everybody, meaning Vince and I.
Yeah.
Vince took Willem, LaFours, Hooper, Walt Flanagan's dog. God damn it. Cardinal Glick, Brandy, Leonardo, Brody, T.S. Quint, Trish Jones. I took Silent Bob, Dante, Randall, Olaf, Alyssa, Justice, the Metatron, Becky, Morris Day, Stan Lee. Who else did you have? Because I had a ton.
I had Brandon St. Randy.
Yep.
I had Gwen Turner, Caitlin Bree, and her Asian drum major. Elias Grover, Renee Moser.
Oh, I forgot Elias. Oh. And,
Mr. Svenning.
Yes.
Veronica, Banky, and Holden.
Yeah. Who else did I have that you didn't? Azrael, Serendipity, Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Cockknocker. Let's see. Stacy, who was Katie Morgan and Zach and Miri.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jericho is the clan leader because shits and giggles. And the sexy stud.
This is Kelly. I'm the sexy stud.
That's right. All right. I am interested to see who wins this one. So, listener picks. Let's see. Kathy came in with Ollie and Bart from Jersey Girl, movie we didn't go with. That's a good pick, though.
Yeah.
And Silent Bob. And Mike from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast. Jason Lee. So his that would be Holden?
Yes.
Yes. So thank you guys for your picks. I am very curious to see who wins this week's draft. Thank you, Tony, for the suggestion, because we didn't have any ideas. We are out of ideas. So if you have a suggestion for a top 10 draft you want us to do, put it in our Facebook group, email, get a hold of one of us, probably me. So, and we'll probably do it. So there you go. All right. You ready to get into some listener questions, Vince?
Yes, sir.
First one is an FMK, and it comes in from Chris. He says, money cannot factor in, and they are all in their prime. Okay?
Sure.
Raquel Welch, but she's twice as narcissistic. Heather Thomas, but she can only get aroused if the unknown stuntman is playing. And Erin Gray, but she has the voice of Mel Blanc and only says the phrases hubba hubba buck and beady beady beady.
I'm a rail that motherfucker.
Yeah, Aaron gets the F.
Yeah.
I'd marry Heather Thomas just because I can hang out with the unknown stuntman plan. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
All right. Next question here comes in from Roboto. He says, thoughts on some movies that just aren't talked about anymore. And he lists four here. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, the Problem Child movies, Babes in Toyland, and Fern Gully. Well, one, they turned James Cameron stole Fern Gully and turned it into Avatar.
Well, now see, a lot of that was Dances with Wolves, too.
True. He mixed them both and made fucking Avatar with giant smurfs.
Right.
So. The Problem Child movies I remember a lot from growing up because John Ritter and that kid, great actor, played just a shithead little kid.
What's he do now?
I have no idea. Because in the second one, he had a sister, right?
Or a neighbor. Was it a neighbor or was it a
sister? It was a neighbor or sister or something like that. Yeah, because John Ritter's character got married and the wife had a kid. So it was like a mixed mesh family. And yeah. Yeah, that I wonder what did. I don't know whatever happened to them. Don't tell mom the babysitter is dead. That was Christina Applegate, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched that a lot. That was formative years. And I don't really remember much about Babes in Toyland.
The Babes in Toyland movie, it was a remake.
Right.
Right. And the newer one was Keanu Reeves and Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of good movies from back in the day that people just don't talk about anymore. So, but yeah. All right. Scrolling down, Chris with another FMK. Here are your parameters. They're all in their prime and they're all equally wealthy. So I can't be the Kanye gold digger here. Cindy Lauper, but she can only communicate through song. When you have sex, she sings Girls Just Want to Have Fun horribly off key. Tracy Ullman, but she's never being herself. She's always playing one of her obnoxious male characters. Or Dolly Parton, but one of her breasts is in the center of her chest and the other is between her shoulder blades.
I'm marrying her.
Yes, you marry Dolly. That's, yeah.
She got lots of money.
Well, they're all equally wealthy.
I can Oh, yeah. I can ride the rides for free, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I live in the Great Smoky Mountains, so...
Yeah, I mean, ding. There's a win. Yeah, you marry Dolly. You bang Cindy Lauper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to say that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
His next one here, all in their prime and all equally poor. Barbara Crampton, but she's possessed and tormented by Lovecraftian spirits that have her perpetually wound up, cannot have sex without biting you the entire time. Lena Quigley, but she can only speak in 80s punk rocker cliches and smells vaguely of garbage. Or Adrienne Barbeau with Downs.
I'm going to nail in a Quigley.
Yeah, but can you imagine getting a handy from somebody with retard strength? Holy hell. Be ripping it right off.
I'll marry Barbara Crampton.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right. Next one here, stop using money as an easy out on these Vince edition.
What else is there? At least I don't pull a wand and say none of them.
None of them. Jennifer Love Hewitt, but she kills you. But she kills you to do whatever it is, marriage, sex, being murdered by you with your ghost. I don't understand that one. Courtney Cox, but she insists you call her Gloria and can only reach orgasm through receiving painful electric shocks. Or Famke Janssen, but you constantly have an obsessed Hugh Jackman hanging around trying to convince you to involve him in whatever you're doing. That's an X-Men joke. That's classy. You marry Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. And you nailed Courtney Cox.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because I don't want Hugh Jackman around. That would be weird. Because then he would bring Ryan Reynolds and then you just get into weird stuff. Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Fucking Canadian.
Oh, speaking of that, Deadpool 3 rumors and leaks are all over the internet. Holy hell.
Yeah.
I haven't said a lot of them I've seen for the show. But one of the interesting one is multiverse Deadpools. Yes, plural. So we shall see. All right, last question of the week comes in from Chris. Okay, I think we're good. Recently, I noticed in the parking lot of every single liquor store, the thick yellow steel posts at the front of the parking spaces were all bent forward. Not just a little, they're like way forward. So I want to recognize and commend all these guys for doing the responsible thing, sending their wives and or girlfriends to the liquor store rather than driving drunk. But as the saying goes, happy wife, happy life. And when you're they're still girlfriends. You don't yet have full access to your bank account. You get a lot more head, which they can give you if you're out shopping. So would a DoorDash-like service exclusively for alcohol be a good idea? On one hand, it would drastically cut down on drunken women drivers. On the other, I could see this facilitating people drinking themselves to death way more easily than they're doing it now.
They have that. It's called Drizzly.
Oh, they already have it. So you're behind. Yeah. I didn't know it either.
Man. So. I'm a fucking lush. I know this shit.
Well, there you go. That answers that question. It's already there.
It's already there. Called Drizzly.
Yeah. I do like the idea of cutting down the drunk drivers. That's I really like that idea. So.
Or you start smoking.
Yeah.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions this
week. Thank you, Chris, for your listener
questions. Hey, Roboto threw one in.
Oh, I love you, Roboto. I'm sorry.
Remember, that was a Ferngully question. All right. Let's go to Clown World and Did You See the Stories? The Iowa caucus was this last week. To a surprise of nobody, Donald Trump won. But not only did he won every county except one, and then only lost that county by one vote. Is that officially the ass whooping of all ass whoopings?
I believe it is.
Because that's bad.
Oh, yeah, and then, they got fucked. I mean,
and then Vivek dropped out and endorsed Trump, which I can see him as press secretary.
I would have much rather Vivek stayed in.
I would have too.
The fucking DeSantis and Haley.
Yeah. Which I still say she should be disqualified because she's not using her real name. So we can't even trust you to use your real name. We want you to trust you to run the country.
Well, hell, no. Then it just came out she's cheated on her husband with like three guys.
Oh yeah, her husband went got shipped off to Iraq, and she's bending over spreading ass for every person in South Carolina. Yeah.
Did you see the picture of her on a couch and her knees were all red?
No. I did see the meme where they put her face on Hillary's body, and I was like, God, that matches really too well. All right, cool.
You think she tastes like curry?
Probably, but not the spicy curry. Americanized. Yeah. I mean, she might poo in a loo, but not in a street. I don't know how that goes.
Will she poo on me?
Probably.
Oh, shit.
If her husband gets shipped off to Iraq again.
Oh, I'm yeah. voting for that motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go.
Will she sing Mundi and 2xK for me? Fuck yeah.
How do we have a show? All right. A judge ruled this week that Trump can remain on the Washington state primary ballot. A judge in the Trump case in Georgia, this is getting all types of interesting down there, has set a hearing for next month regarding accusations that the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, and her special prosecutor had an improper relationship and mishandled public money. And it also came out that both of them mysteriously went to the White House just a couple weeks before they filed charges against Trump. Nothing to see here, kids.
Yeah.
Vince, can you do me a quick favor?
What, buddy?
Can you look up how many electoral votes Illinois has?
How many electoral votes does?
Because remember, Biden is big on we have to follow the law. And then he forgets everything because, well, you know.
Illinois has 19 electoral votes.
Okay, that's a damn good amount. If they follow the law, like Biden says, right, he's not going to get any of those because Biden's team forgot to use an Illinois notary for ballot signature sheets. This is according to the Illinois Board of Elections. Per Illinois election law, candidates must use an Illinois notary. If not, the candidate will not appear on the ballot. Objection was filed on the 12th, but this week Biden's attorney pushed to dismiss it, Illinois Board of Election followed the law and set a date for oral arguments will be January 29th in the notary case. No summary judgment was issued this week. Now, if they follow the law, and multiple people in Illinois have been kicked off of the ballots because of this, not only would be Biden kicked off the primary ballots, he would not be allowed to appear on the general election ballots either.
Lol.
That's hilarious. You're going to lose 19 electoral votes because Illinois always goes blue because of fucking Chicago. You're going to lose those votes because you didn't follow the law and get an Illinois notary.
No, it's fine.
You know damn well they're going to... Well, he's the president. He could be on the ballot.
He's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. We just got to kick Trump off. That's, yeah.
Right.
Ron DeSantis, this came out last night, has abruptly canceled his interviews on both Meet the Press and CNN this weekend, fueling speculation he will be dropping out of the race. So... Dude, you have literally half a snowball's chance in hell. So, there you go. Speaking of cheating and voting, this week in a federal court in Atlanta, computer science and engineering professor Alex Halderman was able to hack a Dominion voting tabulator in front of the U.S. District Judge using only a pin to change vote totals. Literally did it right in front of the judge with an ink pen. But it's safe.
Safe.
Nobody can cheat. Come on, man. I got 81 million votes, man.
81 million.
I never left my fucking basement and had ice cream every day. Shit. All right, now let's... I didn't want to do this story. I will be completely honest. The Department of Justice released almost a 600-page report about the Uvalde school shooting incident this week. I didn't want to do this story, but it's so bad, I felt like I had to. According to the report, Uvalde officers did nothing for 77 minutes while 19 children were shot to death. Instead of hunting down the gunman, one officer was seen checking his phone while another made sure his hands were sanitized. The report said 376 law enforcement personnel were on the scene for nearly an hour and a half and did nothing while the gunman killed 19 children and two teachers. But what does Merrick Garland say at the press conference? Quote, "Our children deserve better than to grow up in a country where an 18-year-old has easy access to a weapon that belongs on the battlefield, not in a classroom." So the gun magically did it all itself. And the cops stood by for 77... We already knew all this, and they're trying to make it about the guns again, not the abject failure of apparently 376 cops on scene. How does that even happen? Nope, I ain't gonna do it because I'll start asking questions, and then that gets into the whole, well, if,
Oh, I know. I hear you.
And I can't say what should happen to all 376 cops.
But there's still nothing's going to happen to them.
Right. Nothing's going to happen. But what should happen is quite disturbing and violent. And stuff that would make fucking Pinhead blush.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on quickly before I say some shit. Representative Thomas Massie, I believe, of Kentucky, released some footage this week remember the whole January 6th and all that stuff? But do you remember there was a pipe bomb that was planted? Did you see this? Did you see this, Vince?
No.
Well, apparently, this was on the 5th, from what some people are saying. The footage that Massey released shows the discovery of the pipe bomb at a bench outside of the DNC headquarters. The first clip shows approximately 1 minute five in of a man in a backpack approaching a Metro PD SUV and a black Secret Service SUV, informing them of the pipe bomb's presence. Interestingly, reports are revealing that the man in the backpack is a plainclothes Capitol Police officer. After being informed of a pipe bomb mere feet away, the Metro PD authorities, who are technically on the Secret Service detail, took over a minute before they even bothered getting out of their car. How casually Metro PD and Secret Service operations lounge about after being informed of a pipe bomb feet away, there's absolutely zero concern for their own safety or that of their protectee, the vice president. If the nonchalance seemed weird before, it gets downright scandalous in the next clip, where you not only see a bunch of Secret Service agents standing in close proximity to the pipe bomb, but they allow a group of children to walk the street right in front of the pipe bomb.
Okay, wait, was it a real pipe bomb or was it just a fucking...
Well, that goes here. Let's see, the Secret Service didn't bother to warn the children of the bomb. Either the Secret Service agents were utterly concerned with the life of Kamala, the lives of the children and their own lives, or they somehow knew the pipe bomb was a dud. But how on earth would they know that? We know that the DNC pipe bomb was dismantled by a bomb-safe robot. How could one possibly explain a scenario in which the bomb is considered safe enough to allow children to walk within feet of, but yet needed the robot to, quote, defuse it?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's,
Nobody cares anymore.
Right.
It seems like nobody apparently gives a
shit. Timer, I saw a report that the timer on the bomb, or at least what's being reported, it had an hour timer. So it couldn't have been, like the news said, planted the night before and was supposed to go off on the 6th. It was set to go off, air quote off, within an hour of being planted. Which, if a pipe bomb went off the day before the rally, would have canceled the rally. So, pipe bomb didn't go off. That means the plan can go ahead to set up everybody on the 6th. But who planted the bomb? Oh, there's a undercover Capitol cop there saying, hey, the bomb's over there. Wink.
That's awesome. So they knew.
That's exactly what it looks like, that they knew and it was an inside deal.
And they were like, oh, we got to go do it now.
Oh, look, we found a bomb.
Yeah,
it's okay, kids. Go right in front. It ain't going to do anything.
Yeah, it's not going to do anything because we know it's not going to do anything.
Right, it's a prop. Yeah.
Fuckers.
File this next story under Get Woke, Go Broke. Sports Illustrated. They put a guy in a swimsuit on the cover of their 2023 swimsuit edition, and the entire staff was fired yesterday. Sports Illustrated is no more. How will I get my football phone now? Yeah, that's what happens. Get woke, go broke. Literally, they fired everybody yesterday.
That's fucked up.
That is. A lot of decent reporters that are, you know, just want to cover games and, you know, lost their job because the higher ups were like, well, we got to put a guy in a fucking swimsuit on the cover here. And right. Yeah. Vince, you remember we had the story of the teacher who was beaten by the, quote, youth after she took his Nintendo?
Yeah.
Here's the update.
Oh, there's an update.
Teacher Joan Nadrich, who was beaten unconscious by a 270-pound teen
gorilla.
Yes. After she took his Nintendo, is doubling down and refusing to help him get a lighter sentence. During an interview with the New York Post, the teacher blasted the school district for failing her. She also gave more details of the incident, explaining how the teen, Brendan Deppa, spit in her face and called her a whore before the violent attack. People are trying to come out and say, well, he's a special needs student, but the teacher says she didn't notice anything wrong with him and described him as a normal but defiant kid. The teacher says she was knocked out for an extended period of time and regained consciousness while at the hospital. She suffered 5 broken ribs and a concussion, but is receiving no help from the school district. She said, it's on video. They all know what happened to me. This is something of a magnitude, the viciousness that has never happened in this country. I expected more from my employer, from my county, than to be treated like someone who faked a fall. They're scared to do anything because then the school would be racist.
Yeah.
It's literally on video of this youth just beating the dog shit out of this woman.
Yeah.
He's like 6'6", 270.
Yeah.
He could play linebacker for the fucking Bills, man. Took my Nintendo. It just murks the woman.
Yeah. He's special needs. Yeah, okay. No impulse control.
Yeah, that's what it is.
70 IQ is the average for that demographic, you know?
Yeah, well, so then no impulse control and special needs, which means I get the right TARD fixer on the casing that will fix the issue, okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
If I was that woman's family, honey, I love you. I'm going to be on the news. I'll see you in 25 to life.
People, man. Yeah, the school, they're not going to say anything. We're going to be racist.
The school is basically treating her like, you know, she's faking an injury. I hope she sues the living piss out of that school district, county.
Where's that at?
I believe Ohio.
Yeah, I'd sue the fuck out of
them. I want to say it was Ohio.
I'd millions of dollars.
Oh.
And then I'd leave fucking Ohio.
Yep. Because Ohio is a psyop. It's not a real place. It's the gateway to hell.
I would millions of dollars, move to the Keys and start smoking.
Yep.
Fucking burn one right on the fucking beach.
But if you go there, you better go soon. Because this came out this week that the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is now pushing diversity events. Not only do they want to hire people of all types of color and whatever they want to stick their dick into or turn their dick inside out or all that. Oh, no. We have to be more diverse.
Which is scary because now you're lowering the standards just to get them in.
Right. But now they want to focus on hiring people with, quote, severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities to meet DEI standards.
I think they're trying to ruin America.
Well, nobody can fly. It's not safe. You're letting fucking literal people with severe intellectual and psychiatric issues work on planes?
Well, yeah, you can't. Well, we got to get rid of planes somehow. They're killing the environment. Only the upper elite can fucking fly in planes, okay?
And those are fucking planes.
Can't do that.
Right. Did you see the Rob Schneider bit? About
yes,
how the
yes.
Head of United Diversity. You mean you don't want to hire the best people for the job when it comes to flying? Oh, I'm telling you, some tard's going to take down a fucking plane, and it's going to be like, there you go. That's what you get.
My fear is you got some brother or sister who I got to eat my fucking fried chicken wing, motherfucker, and the fucking plane drops out of the sky.
Yep. Kills untold people on the on board, kills everybody, kills how many people on the ground. Yeah. Well, this next story is frightening. hey, the government did this. New documents revealed this week that the federal government required financial institutions, those are banks, to flag transactions that had terms like MAGA or Trump. What did they flag them as? Quote, potential active shooters. Remember,
how
this has been 3 or so years ago, I started telling people that they're going to start making you, calling you terrorists because of your political leanings.
Well, how can they weaponize that? I don't understand how they're weaponizing that.
Good question. But yeah, if apparently if something in your financial transaction had the MAGA or Trump, the government now thinks of you as a, quote, potential active shooter.
Wow.
Which would give them probable cause. Ooh, it's going to get bad.
And your local law enforcement is just going to be doing their job.
Yep. Hey, I did follow in orders.
I did my job.
I keep my pension.
My pension. I retire in a year.
What do you mean you'll see me at my house? That you know my wife and kid lives there. Huh.
These magatards ain't got the balls to do it.
That's, yeah, I know, but somebody will.
Yeah.
But speaking of cops, New York. I believe this is New York City. Yeah. Plans to spend, get this, $2.4 billion to shelter illegals. This comes after they just slashed the budget of the NYPD by $132 million.
Did you, speaking of the cops and migrants,
that will video, this part of the show have to be edited?
The video in Texas.
Yes.
Where they have just laid down so much concertina wire.
Yeah. The actual Republic of Texas. It's no longer a state. It's the Republic of Texas. Has started to secure their own border.
Yeah. And you got, it's so funny. You've got the I almost said militia. It's not.
Nope.
You've got the National Guard, Texas National Guard, sitting out there on one side, and no shit, the Border Patrol fuckers in boats on the other.
Yeah, the feds are on the other side going, why are you letting us in? Because we're the Republic of Texas. We're not no longer the United States. That's what it's going to.
Both armed, both have guns. These National Guard guys are armed to the teeth.
And they're waiting.
It's here.
Yeah.
That's here. That's in America, folks. That's not... Boy, it's bad. Boy, it's bad.
And what's bad is you won't see that on any normal news channel. That was what, News Nation?
Oh, I forget. That,
I believe it was News Nation.
Oh, it's so bad.
That was the one there. It's literal 6 foot wide of concertina wire.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's getting through that.
No.
It is. It's a
National Guard is staring at Border Patrol, guns ready.
Yeah, to fucking mow them down.
Yep.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen,
CW3.
It's here. It's almost here.
Yeah,
it's gonna go hot here pretty soon. Get
fucking ready.
You, it's fucking.
I mean, we've been kind of telling you and joking for the last 4 or 5 years. Ramp it up quick. All right. Next story here. South Carolina has banned gender transition surgery for anyone under the age of 18. You have to be a legal adult before you cut off your dick. That seems logical.
Very good.
Speaking of illegal events, the family of a young girl killed by an illegal is suing the Biden administration for $100 million for letting the person in.
Good.
Granted, the lawsuit won't go anywhere, but maybe it'll fucking wake some people up. I doubt it, but Texas is going to go hot. So, speaking of hot, remember all the smoke from the wildfires from Canada up that way? mm-hmm. that was down in Texas and even reached down where I live. And Trudeau came out and said it's climate change caused all the forest fires in Canada. No, no. 38-year-old Brian Paré told a court that he was guilty of the 13 counts of arson against him. One count of arson with disregard for human life took place as his attacks took place between May 29th and September 5th of last year, causing the wildfires that had the smoke come down to the United States, but was blamed by the Canadian government on climate change.
Oh. It wasn't the direct energy weapons that lit several Maui. Fires at the same time.
Oh, we can't say Maui.
Did no, you see the fucking video of that?
Yeah.
The ones in Canada, they all lit at the same fucking time.
Yep.
Now, how the fuck do y'all light at the same fucking time?
Yeah, I know.
All right. So you've heard of Disease X, right?
No, but I've heard the cure. I've heard the fucking vaccine they've got to prevent it.
Well, how do they have a vaccine if we don't even have a disease yet?
Shh.
Oh. That was out loud, wasn't it? Shit. Well, COVID scientists, well, here's your first problem. COVID scientists in China are being warned against researching on a new mutated strain that has a 100% fatality rate in, quote, humanized mice. Deadly virus known as GXP2V attacks the brains of mice that were engineered to reflect similar genetic makeup as humans. Researchers noticed a surprisingly rapid death rate after the mice had been infected within just 8 days. Before their deaths, the rodents had quickly lost weight, exhibited a hunched posture, and moved extremely sluggishly, and were all mods on social media sites, apparently. So, yeah. Yeah, so that's the next one.
Why now, are we doing this? Why are they making these fucking viruses?
To kill the population. If you kill the people, there's less of them that'll fight back. Which leads to the World Economic Forum in Davos, which is going on. They were discussing Disease X and all this, and talking about how they should, they could prepare. They said, with fresh warnings from the World Health Organization that an unknown disease X could result in 20 times more fatalities than COVID. What efforts do they need to do to meet these challenges that are ahead of us? So, but then they go into, they're not hiding the plan anymore. The Queen Maxima of the Netherlands, those crazy Dutch. Said, was talking about the introduction of biometric digital identity cards that would be used by governments to track who actually got a vaccination or not. She said that they are good for health, and the governments can use them to track who actually got vaccinated or not. She has also been one of the leading proponents of central bank digital currencies to increase financial inclusion. You had Tony Blair, you know him from the Iraq War and all that, said that the global digital infrastructures are needed to monitor who is vaccinated, as he predicted a slew of new vaccines to be introduced to the world in the next few years. Even though Chinese coronavirus has subsided in the public mind, governments must continue to develop digital tracking for vaccines, including for unspecified jabs for the world's most dangerous diseases. You need the data. You need to know who has had the shot and who hasn't been. Some of them that come online will be multiple shots, so you got to have proper digital infrastructure, and most countries don't have that yet, he said. But they control everything. That's the problem here. You have Emma Tucker, the chief editor of the Wall Street Journal, was over there in Davos and said, quote, this is about new media. She said, quote, we owned the news. We were the gatekeepers, and we very much owned the facts as well.
That's not scary at all.
No. Then you got Bill Gates. He's over there because, of course, he is. He was saying, quote, we will have new vaccines. We need to have them. We need to make them have longer duration, more coverage. And we're going to change, instead of using a needle, to use a little patch. They're telling you what's coming. Then you have, but hey, the, you know, World Economic Forum, they're big on the Ukraine, right? Well, that would be why former U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker is over there. And she let out part of the reason they're so big on the Ukraine deal. Quote, we're talking about the richest soil and affordable IT expertise, making the situation with the country's reconstruction very attractive. So they want the farmland. Control the food. Control the people.
And Putin ain't doing a goddamn thing about it.
Nope. Then you got big bad Klaus Schwab, who said, quote, you do not even need to have elections anymore because you can already predict what, predict enough to which you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be. He then went on to declare himself, quote, Earth's trustee of the future. You don't need elections. We run the show. We already know what's going to happen. That's why we're having this meeting. Plan it out till 2030. I'm the trustee of the future for the Earth. That's some fucking Palpatine bullshit right there. I'm telling you, man. We got to keep Ukraine because that's where that's going to be the farmland.
People love it. They love them.
Oh, yeah. But then you had a guy, this is not at a World Economic Forum, but this is a Rodakowski from Slovakia. He was talking at the EU this week. And what he said should scare the shit out of the EU. He said, quote, if you do not stop killing Slavs, then we Slavs will unite and rub Western Europe into the ground. Fucking Adidas tracksuits, baby. Here we go.
You ever see a Serbian film?
Yep. They dislike each other a lot. Slavs is just tribal warfare. It's how it's always been over there. But if you give them a common enemy and they go, hey, no more brother wars. Let's go get them.
Yeah.
You're fucked. Slavs are modern day what Mongolians were back in the ancient times.
Yeah.
Where everybody's like, nope, fucking, you better build a wall and keep the fucking Mongolians out. Yeah. Shitty wall at that. Yeah. That's what Slavs are now. Because they are insane. They don't care. Yeah. And basically this guy is telling the EU, you know, knock the shit off. We're going to get you. To which I'm like, please?
Yeah. You haven't done it already?
Yeah. Right?
Y'all motherfuckers talk a big game, but you haven't done it already. Look what's going on.
Yeah. Speaking of going on, Biden has demanded another $110.5 billion for Congress for Ukraine. And now we get to NATO. This ties in with a story here in a second. NATO plans to mobilize 90,000 soldiers for the biggest military exercise since the end of the Cold War. But then you have, you know, Biden and the UK, they're bombing the Houthis over in Yemen, right? Because the Houthis are going after ships or some shit like that. So a reporter asked Biden, are the airstrikes in Yemen working? Biden replied, well, when you say working, are they stopping the Houthis? No. Are they going to continue? Yes. End quote. That sentence sums up America so well. Is the shit working? Nope. Is it going to continue? Yep.
Yeah.
But now you still got the IDF and Gaza and Israel and all that shit going on still. Satellite imagery this week and videos revealed this week that 16 cemeteries have been desecrated by the IDF in Gaza. The images show soldiers leaving gravestones ruined, soil upturned, and in some cases, bodies unearthed. This is not according to, quote, new media. This was reported on CNN. National Security Spokesman John Kirby this week, listen carefully to how he words this, okay? Quote, there's no evidence of deliberate Israeli war crimes, end quote. Which would mean there is evidence, just not deliberate, of war crimes.
Oy vey.
All right, that's the last story of the week, Vince.
Thank God.
Oh, no, this is the plan. A top NATO chief is now warning people that they have to prepare for war. Literally, he came out and said, you better prepare for war, you better buy radios, you better buy flashlights. This came after we had the story of the Swedish military warning their people that they need to prepare for war. Well, here's what came out this week. Germany. Germany's army is preparing for a Russian attack. Tens of thousands of German soldiers would be deploying by the left socialist German government. This is according to classified German military documents obtained by a leading German newspaper. Here's the plan. Russia and Western actions are precisely described in the classified document. The scenario begins in February, like in 2 weeks, and culminates in the deployment of hundreds of thousands of NATO soldiers and an outbreak of war, summer 2025. This is all in the classified German military that was leaked out. The war is already planned. We have dates. Goes hot 2025 summer. I would honestly tell people, like, no bullshit, straight up, you have 6 months to prepare. To get all the stuff you think you need and stuff you don't think you need that you're going to need. Because power's going to go out. You ain't going to have no power. You better have a way to keep your ass warm, to keep, you know, food, water, shelter, protection. I'd say 6 months before it really starts getting hairy, and then 8-10 months out after that, it's going to go bad all the way to summer 2025, and we go to full-on boots-on-the-ground war. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, you got any final thoughts for this lovely, lovely episode?
Yeah, keep a stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Get ready, folks. It's only going to get worse from here. And hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.